Syracuse Mayor Ben Walsh's transition team released a report highlighting the priorities of the new administration, including recommendations on how to improve the city's finances. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, team members say the financial crisis is real and there's a limited amount of time to fix it.
The report projects city budget deficits ballooning in the next 2 years at $16 and $20 million, wiping out what's left of the city's $50 million fund balance. Minch Lewis, former Syracuse City Auditor and adjunct Syracuse University professor, was a member of the transition team. He says the emphasis has to be placed on correcting the size of city government and regionalizing services.
We have an opportunity here to really create better services for all at the same time as we create a sustainable financial picture for the city.
For example, Lewis says that can mean ending the practice of city and town snowplows stopping at their respective lines. It could also mean sharing the cost of downtown parking garages. The report suggests Syracuse negotiate new labor contracts and research new revenue streams, like a hotel occupancy tax. The largest portion of the city's revenue comes from sales tax. Lewis says that's why the city needs to attract more outside visitors.
It is tremendously positive. It has a multiplier effect on the local economy. For every dollar that is spent, it generates $2 in the local economy.
A fiscal summit advisory committee will determine more recommendations this year. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.